This is a short selection from The Leap on Full Service Radio.
My father was a grocer. His father was a grocer. My mom's dad was a grocer. This is a tradition that stretches back in my family 100 years on both sides. But it's something in which I had absolutely no interest whatsoever. I wanted to work for my hometown congressman, and I wanted to help him develop really progressive energy policy. And so when I graduated from college, that's exactly what I did. I went to Capitol Hill. I worked for my hero, Christopher Shays from Connecticut. And I learned pretty quickly that he took advice from the last lawyer he spoke with before he cast his vote. So I decided I should probably become a lawyer. So I went to law school, finished as quickly as I could so I could get right back to the Hill. And in the meantime, he lost re-election. So that was a bad play. And so I ended up taking a job at the Department of Justice. I was an environmental litigator for a little while, enforcing the Clean Air Act. And I just did not enjoy the pace of litigation, fighting over claims from the 80s and were standing in court well after 2000. And that just seemed not fast enough for my palate. So I went back to the Hill. I went to the Senate to work for Senator Lieberman, handling climate change for him. And we worked together for about 2.5 years. We drafted the last major Senate climate change bill, which failed pretty miserably. And I decided at that point that I had to find a way to make incremental climate change progress in the absence of any possibility of large-scale legislative change. And so on Earth Day of 2013, we opened our doors to Glenn's Garden Market in DuPont. And it is in every single way a climate change agent. So every single decision we make for Glenn's is made with the environment in mind.
You're not an average grocery store. I mean, you use all wind energy. You are almost exclusively local products. You don't use paper bags, plastic bags. I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah, it's like Portlandia in real life here in Washington, D.C. That is true. Every single decision we make is mission driven. And the mission manifests in a really delicious and beautiful grocery store. So what we've done is we've created what I like to think of as almost a climate change progress snow globe, where when people step into the space, any decision they make is progress forward. If a product is in our shelves, it's because it meets our values. If a piece of equipment is in our building, it's because it's the most energy efficient on the market, and then we retrofit it to make it more energy efficient when it gets there. If we turn on a light in a bathroom, that light is powered. We used to be wind. We actually converted to 100% solar. It's solar powered. Like you said, we put out absolutely no food waste whatsoever, and we don't have any paper or plastic bags, so everybody uses reusable bags. So we've made all of those choices in advance. And for 5 years, we didn't talk about it. Because it was more important to me that people join us in this mission to make incremental climate change progress than that they knew they were doing it. And frankly, one of my favorite things was to watch my former conservative Senate colleagues sitting at the bar drinking beer. And it's kind of like, you know, joke's on you, dude. Keep drinking. You have no idea how progressive you're being, but I do.
That's great.
For the rest of this episode, visit theleap.fullserviceradio.org. Or search the iTunes store for The Leap.